welcome to The Intersection on this Thursday night. And back with us tonight is Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, you missed last night. We had one of our former regulars who hadn't come on the show a while, but he joined us because, like me, he serves as an election worker. And so we commiserated and laughed about what we experienced on Tuesday. Were you working the polls on Tuesday?
No, I was not. I have yet to get myself established in Collin County.
So you moved to Collin County from Dallas County?
Yes. I live in Plano now.
You know, my son lives over there.
Okay.
My son and daughter-in-law. I'm excited. We're actually next week meeting them in Addison to go see the liberal redneck, Trey Crowder.
All right.
But we had quite a night on Tuesday. It was a lot of winds across the country. I was surprised, though, because here in Texas, we had nothing on the ballot but a bunch of weird propositions to amend the Texas Constitution. And yet, we voted 822 on a regular ballot in my little polling place with just three precincts in Denton on election day. That's a lot.
Yeah.
it was busy. We had lines all day long. Couldn't hardly take it, you know, a bathroom break or, you know, get something to eat. It was just go, go, go all day long.
Yeah.
And where Kevin is in rural California, Northern California, well, all they had on the ballot was Prop 50, and he had over 900 people come through his polling place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his county is only like 60,000. We got three times that, more than three times. We've got four times that in Denton, just in the city of Denton.
Would he be in Humboldt County by any chance?
I don't know.
Okay.
You would have to ask him.
Yeah.
But there's a few of us on Gabnet. Oh, here comes Alan, who work the polls from time to time. But it's been busy. So I'm excited. We're going to go see Trey Crowder next week, and we're going to go to the Magic Time Machine. Hadn't been there in a long time. But I figure we'd just do... Because last night, you missed last night, we did Dare to be Stupid Trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Dare to be Stupid Trivia is stupid stuff that is happening in the news recently. And there's a lot of it. There's an awful lot of it. It's hard to keep, you know, I keep adding. I have a Google Slides that I just keep adding slides to. I never get rid of the old ones so that we can, you know, if we run out on one day that we're doing it, we can go back to the earlier ones. Like, what did Trump rename the Gulf of Mexico? And so it's gotten to be quite lengthy.
I'm naming it the Gulf of I'm Fucking Awesome.
So did y'all see the picture? There's a photograph from today from the White House of some guy had a medical episode and passed out. And Trump is looking away, just sort of standing there, staring straight ahead with the guy passed out behind him. It's the most bizarre picture, but it is clearly like, I think Trump, the thought bubble is, how dare this guy take attention away from me by passing out?
The only thing I can think of is apparently Trump had a physical or just a checkup a few days ago, and they threw in an MRI, which you usually don't get with a physical. So the doctors must have suspected something's there, and if they did find something, they're keeping pretty quiet on it, probably from out of Trump's orders. I have no idea. That's all I can think of offhand.
But that doesn't explain having zero empathy or reaction to someone passing out next to you.
If he's on the verge of, if he's having borderline TIA episodes or something, that might help explain some of his oblivious behavior. I can't speak to that because I'm not a mental health expert, but I'm just throwing out seeds there to see if any of them find purchase.
I mean, clearly he is, he clearly has dementia, and he's probably having TIAs. My mother went through all of that. But even, you know, in the last year or so, I don't think my mother would have not reacted to someone passing out next to her. Because, well, especially since it's so common in our family to pass out. I say that, and I know that I had passed out in front of her while she was yelling at me, and she didn't stop yelling.
Wow. How dare you faint while I'm yelling at you? I'm going to yell at you some more to wake you up, and then I'm going to yell at you more.
You know, it was just so common in the family that it didn't warrant
a
response.
How dare you duck when I throw things at you?
But yeah, no, it's a very weird picture. I just have to say, and everyone else is reacting. Everyone is there around him. You've got Dr. Oz being the doctor, because he actually is a doctor. And Trump's just standing there, looking like, how dare you take focus away from me? I was having a press conference.
Are we talking about today? Did something happen today with the
president? Yes. A guy.
Nothing on the news. I'm looking right now. Donald Trump's out today.
Oh, it was on. Lawrence O'Donnell did a whole segment on it, and the pictures are all over social media.
Oh, okay. What happened? I'm totally lost.
Donald Trump was doing this thing on lowering the price of Ozempic, which, by the way, he broke with all kinds of HIPAA by announcing who in the room was and who in the room wasn't on GLP-1s.
Okay.
And in the middle of this, some guy had some sort of medical episode and passed out. And you can see this in this picture. The guy is passed. You see the guy's that's passed out his foot up in the air, and people are all around him, and Donald Trump is faced away from them, just staring into the camera, like, how dare you not focus on me when I'm having my press conference and focus on this guy that's just passed out. Had a heart attack or something. Yeah, you know, I don't know what happened to the person, but here I will share with you. Now, the folks listening online obviously won't be able to see. But if you can. So, yeah. So there's the guy.
I'm on the Daily Beast, and it says, Trump freezes as GOP-1 patient collapses right behind him.
Right. Well, look at the.
That's the same picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just
He looks like he's asleep.
Well, his eyes are open, but he's.
He looks like he's saying, "I refuse to be inconvenienced."
Yeah. Exactly. He looks like.
The Daily Beast says that Trump had a look on him like, "How dare you inconvenience me during my conference?"
Right. it's crazy. So that happened.
Do we expect Trump to react to help or anything like that? No.
Well, look at it this way. In North Korea, a military general who I think was one of Kim Jong-un's cousins or nephews or something like that had the nerve to fall asleep during one of the party assembly conferences at which Kim Jong-un was speaking. And it doesn't matter that he's 80 years old. He fell asleep during the Supreme Leader's speech. So I think they tied him to a rock somewhere and shot him dead with an anti-aircraft gun.
It didn't work.
They don't mess around.
Donald Trump was on the news tonight, so they missed.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I guess we could go ahead and just start with the trivia, since
was texting away earlier, and now nobody's here but the two of us here, and Daniel wasn't, I don't know.
Charlie might have been doing a softball game. Umpiring.
I'll call Wayne. I'm going to mute myself.
All right. Well, that happened today. You have to see the picture to get really how all these people have reacted, and the guy's feet are up in the air. We don't know exactly what happened to the guy, but it's just crazy. And of course he's having a fit because Republicans lost so bad on Tuesday. Oh, Elon Musk. Tesla is going to give Elon Musk $1 trillion.
Wait, did they actually have the vote?
Yes.
So they're giving him $840 billion in stock.
I haven't read the articles, but the New York Times says Elon Musk wins $1 trillion Tesla payday. Oh, why have we lost Alan now?
Oh, that makes my head hurt. He just demanded that they pay him all this, otherwise he was going to leave the company. This guy has not exactly been a golden goose for Tesla over the past year.
No, he's been terrible for Tesla. If
he were a salesman with my company, I'd fire him.
Yeah.
Instead, he's now possibly the second richest man in history, just behind Caesar Augustus.
I don't think we've ever had a trillionaire before.
Caesar Augustus was worth an estimated $4.6 trillion in today's funds, partially because he owned Egypt.
What about the guy that built the Silk Road?
I think who was that? I don't know if he even charted.
No, there was I watched Texas Paul, and he talked about it this summer, but I've forgotten it by now because I don't know history that well. And I'm just not, I don't remember things. That's.
Yeah, I just remember seeing a list. Caesar Augustus is up there, and he needed all that money to transform the Roman Republic into the Roman Empire. And he had lots of troops to pay, so he needed every last sesterce he could get hold of. But there was another guy, and this was during the 1300s, and this is really interesting because a lot of Western history forgot about him until just recently. And that's Emperor Musa I of Mali, also known as Mansa Musa. We're not exactly sure what he was worth. The most conservative estimate I've seen was $330 billion. He may have been worth over $1 trillion because he owned several gold mines and he managed to corner both the gold trade and the salt trade in Mali so that everyone who traded in Timbuktu or wherever had to pay tribute to the throne, which made his kingdom and him insanely wealthy for a while.
All right,
In fact,
so
when he made a. Go
according
ahead.
to Money Magazine, the top 10 richest people of all time, number 10 is Genghis Khan, number 9, Bill Gates, number 8, Alan Rufus, Alan the
Okay.
Red, number 7, John D. Rockefeller, number 6, Andrew Carnegie. Number 5, Joseph Stalin. Number 4, Akbar the First. Number 3, Emperor Shenzong. Number 2, Augustus Caesar. And number 1, Mansa Musa.
Okay. What figure are they giving for Mansa Musa?
Richer than anyone could describe. Mansa Musa, the king of Timbuktu, is often referred to as the wealthiest person in history, according to Durham College history professor Richard Smith. Musa's West African kingdom was likely the largest producer of gold in the world at a time in which gold was especially high demand. Just how rich was Musa? There's really no way to put an accurate number on his wealth. Records are scarce, if non-existent, and contemporary sources describe the king's riches in terms that are impossible for the time. So
Okay.
there we go. Does he outpace Mansa Musa? I don't think so.
Who, Elon Musk? I don't
Musk.
think so, no. It's
No.
going to take a lot of doing to outpace either Caesar Augustus or Mansa Musa.
And, if it's in Tesla stock, it's.
That's going to fluctuate
That's
wildly.
funny. That's funny money, It's not real. It's not. And, I don't. But they're gonna pay him $1 trillion. That's insane. He
If
shouldn't
he's
been.
smart, he'll exchange all that stock for Apple stock.
Yeah.
But I never said he was smart.
Yeah, I've never understood people who think Elon Musk is smart. He's a guy who inherited a bunch of money from his dad and then bought a bunch of shit.
Yeah, he's more of an opportunist. He's not even
Yeah.
all lucky. He just sees things and buys things, and fortunately for him, they paid off. But you can only do that so often and expect to get
When you
positive
start
results.
out with a whole bunch of money, it's hard not to make more because he can't spend it as fast as it increases in wealth. Right? And so even though he makes ridiculous purchases and nearly destroys companies that he purchases and does real damage because his business acumen is zip. Look what they did when he was in, when Trump was letting him mess with the federal government. He doesn't he's
Yeah, he was basically a wrecking ball.
yeah.
And so were the people he employed.
Right. And that's what he did at Twitter, and that's what he did at all these different places. Here comes Charlie. Yeah, so that's a crazy thing. We were just talking about the fact that the Tesla is going to pay Elon Musk $1 trillion.
What? How are they going to do that? They have $1 trillion?
I don't know.
Wow.
Think
So
a
you're
lot of
making the
it's going to be
world's
in
first
stock. I
trillionaire.
don't know.
Yeah.
All of the articles about it that I saw links to were all behind paywalls, and I've cut back on all my subscription kind of a thing, so
Yeah. Wow.
I'm sure we'll
Okay.
learn more. Trump is at an all-time low in job approval. And people that disapprove, I think, have reached 63%.
Yeah, he does, he thinks he's that got great approval ratings and
Just lying.
That's why the Republicans lost literally every race that they ever ran in on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, the Public Utilities Commission in Georgia, Democrats gained 2 seats on.
Wow.
I saw somebody posted on Facebook today that, well, they won the blue states that were already blue. And I'm like, yeah, those blue shirts states like Mississippi, Georgia,
Yeah.
Virginia, Pennsylvania.
I would caution you that, it might be a little premature to celebrate because a lot of these elections are relatively small potatoes. Well, yeah, we did get a couple of governors, but the real midterms are coming next year,
Next year,
and
yeah.
that's going to be the real litmus test to see if people remember enough to put in their own people in
Yeah.
the Senate and the House of Representatives to hopefully serve as a block against Trump.
Well, as the three of us have seen, voters tend to forget quickly, and a
Yeah, they
year is a
do,
long time.
unfortunately.
We've
But
certainly seen that in Texas over and over again.
they won't forget if their health insurance premiums double, though.
Oh, that's quite true. That's quite true. I tell you what, it was quite remarkable what happened on Tuesday, though. People that lived in states where there were no elections were all online and calling their elections office like, what? Why aren't the polls open in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to vote for in Kentucky, but I want to go vote.
Yeah,
And
all we had
the
was our what do you call it,
constitutional amendments. We
yeah,
did
that's the
have
only
a
thing he
bond
had, right?
election in Denton for Denton ISD.
But there were no people on the ballot
No,
anywhere.
no. Well, Kevin talking about his little county in California, and he had 900 people go through his polling place.
Yeah.
And all that was on the ballot was Prop 50. That's
Yep.
it. He didn't even have, like, we had 17 propositions on the ballot in Texas.
Yep.
They had one. And people turned out like crazy. And they even have the ability, you know, everybody has the ability to vote by mail in California. Mm-hmm. Here in Texas, you got to be over 65 or disabled to vote by mail. Yeah. Or be, you know, in the military overseas. But, yeah.
It makes it harder as heck to vote from Texas.
Well, I don't know what happened. We had Alan at the beginning of the show, and then he was going to go call Wayne, and he disappeared.
Wow.
So I don't know what happened, but I guess we'll just do trivia. How about that?
Okie doke.
All right. Here we go. Category is pink. Okay. What is pink's in Hollywood famous for? What is pink's in Hollywood famous for?
Pink's. Thought you were talking about the singer at first, but I guess
nope.
Not. I don't know.
Hot dogs. Pink's is a family-owned hot dog stand that opened in 1939.
Wow.
How about that?
Okay.
What daredevil inspired Pink's song, So What, and later starred in the video?
Daredevil? Only daredevil I know is Evel Knievel.
No. This is a motocross star.
Well.
Carrie Hart.
Okay, never heard of him.
What company rewards successful workers with a pink car?
Oh, I know that one. Mm-hmm. Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Yep. What is the name of Elle Woods' chihuahua in Legally Blonde?
God, I don't remember. I love that movie, too.
Pinkster?
Bruiser.
Bruiser, that's right. Now that you say it, yeah.
I've been watching her on the morning show on Apple TV. It's really good. If a person is seeing pink elephants, what is he or she doing?
Mushrooms.
Alcohol.
No. The act of seeing pink elephants.
Delirium tremens?
Huh?
The DTs? Delirium tremens?
They're hallucinating.
Hallucinating is the answer I was looking for.
All right.
What is both a cocktail and a member of a girl gang in Greece?
Pink Lady?
Pink Lady is correct.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a girl gang in Greece.
Yeah, the Pink Ladies.
Okay.
All right. What U.S. state is home to... Oh, I'm sorry. The new category is bubbles. Bubbles.
Bubbles. Oh.
What U.S. state is home to the Esalen Institute, a retreat center featuring natural hot springs? Esalen spelled Esalen.
Yeah, I actually watched
California.
Yeah, I think it's California, too.
Yep. It's in Big Sur, overlooking the Pacific.
Yeah. Big Sur.
I watch their massage videos.
Ah.
I like those.
Who used a bubble machine to accompany the champagne music on his TV show?
Lawrence Welk.
That is correct. Who applied the phrase irrational exuberance to the stock market in the late 1990s?
Warren Buffett?
No. Alan Greenspan.
Oh, okay.
What pop star appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone in 2009 wearing nothing but bubbles?
Borat.
Pop star.
In the 90s?
Mm-hmm. No, no. In
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. Not 90s, 2009.
Well, 2009 was Lady Gaga. I remember her doing some bubble thing on.
Yep, that was Lady Gaga. What substance did Walter Dimer add to chewing gum in 1928 to create the first successful bubble gum double bubble?
Xanthan?
Latex.
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 Didn't know that was what we were chewing, huh?
I had no idea. But, you know.
What? I've been chewing latex all this time.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, no.
You remember how.
I love bubbles.
Double Bubble had the little comic strip in it.
Yeah. And I used to just get the bubble gum just so I could read that comic strip every time.
Yes.
You mean I got microplastics swimming around in my gut because of all this double bubble gum.
Yep.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's probably
no need to eat paint chips that you were chewing on it.
Yeah.
Oh, and they never bothered to tell us.
Was it on the fine print on the gum? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I wonder.
On the ingredients list.
I wonder how long it stayed an ingredient in Double Bubble, or if they eliminated it. I'm sure they must have eliminated it at some point.
Well, they have to have something to give it that bouncy or chewy consistency so you could blow bubbles on it.
Well, one of the few things I will give the Trump administration credit for is this back to basics approach to food, you know, trying to regulate, what was it, FD&C, red number 4, whatever it is,
so
these additives that we've been adding to food for decades just to make it prettier or something.
Yeah. Like,
is the goal for it to look pretty, or is the goal for it to be nutritious and taste good? Without giving us, you know, cancer or something?
That's a good question, because I think as long as they sell, they don't care.
You know what? They talked about it, but did they do it?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I would put money on they didn't actually do it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know Trump has also been getting on Coke about eliminating high fructose corn syrup from its products. That takes a while to get done on a corporate level. Supposedly Coke's working on it, but is he hitting up Pepsi for the same thing? What about Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of colas out there that use HFCS.
Yep.
There's all kind of things that have high fructose corn syrup in it. What celebrity had a pet chimpanzee named Bubbles?
Michael Jackson.
That is correct.
Yep.
All righty. New category, fire.
Fire.
What U.S. city suffered a catastrophic fire in 1871?
I know that.
I should hope you do.
Lay it on us.
Chicago. Great Chicago Fire of 1871.
Mm-hmm. Who sang the funk classic Fire? Was it Gap Band, Ohio Players, or Sly and the Family Stone?
Ohio Players.
That is correct. What are firefighters who parachute into rugged terrain to battle wildfires called?
Exceedingly brave.
Roughnecks or something? Yeah.
Hellfighters?
Smoke jumpers.
Oh, okay.
First female smoke jumper served in 1981.
Wow.
What poet wrote, "Some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice"?
Poet said that? Huh. I know George R.R. Martin called his...
This is much older than that. That quote is much, much older than that.
Anyway, that's what House of Dragons or whatever. Fire and ice. No, I don't know. What, like Percy Shelley?
Robert Frost.
Oh.
What volcanic glass is often used in pedicures?
Volcanic glass?
Volcanic glass. Volcanic stone is a better term because it's not really volcanic glass.
Yeah. Ooh. Pumice?
Pumice is correct.
Ah, there you go.
What dessert's ingredients include cherries, sugar, brandy or cognac, and fire?
Baked Alaska.
Cherries Jubilee.
Ah.
Baked Alaska is ice cream and meringue.
Okay.
All right. What romantic tourist spot straddles the U.S.-Canada border?
Niagara Falls.
Yep.
Slowly I turn, step by step. Niagara. What's that from? I think it's from The Little Rascals. What movie?
The Three Stooges, huh? What Marx Brothers?
I don't know. Somebody will look it up. What movie gave us the line, "I'll have what she's having"?
That's a great line. When Harry Met Sally.
That is correct. Remember the night we learned that Alan had never seen that movie?
Yeah.
And then,
has he seen it yet?
we showed him that scene.
Yeah.
And who was the person, what was the relationship to the director of the person who got that line?
His mom.
It was his mother.
Yep. It was Rob Reiner's mother.
Yep.
Gave her the most historic line in movie history.
And this is the same guy who directed This Is Spinal Tap.
Yes. Yeah. And they just came. I haven't seen the new one. I want to see the new Spinal Tap.
Is it out already?
Yeah, it's been out.
On Blu-ray now. Or streaming or something.
Yeah,
I think it was streaming. It came out streaming, didn't it? I don't know if it went to movie theaters.
It did go to movie theaters, but it's definitely streaming by now because it came out this summer. All right. What Roman-Egyptian romance ended in a double suicide?
Mark Antony and Cleopatra.
Correct. What classic comic character raised eyebrows when he got engaged to Veronica?
Oh, it's got to be Archie.
Yep. What does the symbolic union of algae and fungus create? Symbiotic. What does the symbiotic union of algae and fungus create?
A big mess.
Yeah.
Lichen. Lichen.
Oh, lichens. Yeah. Okay. I had no idea.
What pair celebrate the concept of road food on NPR and in books?
Road food?
Must not be on KERA.
Uh-uh.
Jane and Michael Stern.
Never heard of it. Yeah.
I'm
never
heard of it.
I think the closest I get to that is the Texas Bucket List with Shane McAuliffe.
What Muppet? New category. Category is Sesame Street. What Muppet visited Washington, D.C. to ask Congress for increased funding for music education?
Animal.
Elmo.
I want to say Kermit. Elmo?
Elmo.
Elmo, okay.
What toy did Rosie O'Donnell hype on her talk show, helping it become a 1996 holiday season blockbuster?
Beanie Babies.
Tickle Me Elmo?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo. Oh, Sesame Street, yeah.
Right. What married couple has lived on Sesame Street since the very first episode?
Bert and Ernie.
No.
They're not married.
Gordon and Susan.
Yeah.
What Broadway musical parodies Sesame Street?
Oh, Avenue Q.
Yep.
I saw that at the Quadrangle.
Oh.
I've seen it on, I've seen it streaming. I've not seen it in person, live. But
I've got a story to share about that later.
I've listened to the soundtrack. I think my favorite song is "The Internet is for Porn." The internet is for porn.
All porn, the guys unzip their flies for porn.
What Sesame Street character changed his diet in response to concerns about childhood obesity?
You gotta be Cookie Monster.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
Well, like Cookie Monster has to be able to eat cookies. It's right there in his name.
They got fiber, they got fruit.
Yeah, oatmeal cookies are good.
Actually, my favorite cookies are oatmeal raisin cookies.
I love oatmeal raisins.
Yeah. They're chewy. The raisins make them sweet.
They make me happy in the morning.
Yes.
What character's voice was inspired by a New York City cab driver with a gruff tone?
Oscar?
Oscar the Grouch. Well, I guess Alan's never coming back and Wayne's not joining us tonight.
Huh?
Oh, well. All right, what new category, California? What tourist spot was originally called Isla de los Alcatraces in Spanish?
What was that again?
What tourist spot was originally called Isla de los Alcatraces in Spanish?
Gotta be something island.
Isla de los Alcatraces.
Alcatraz?
There you go.
Oh.
I didn't even have to look at it. I knew the end.
Okay.
Phantom Planet's song, California, is the theme of what TV show? Anybody?
What was the question?
Phantom Planet's song, California, is the theme of what TV show? The OC.
Oh, I never watched that. So.
Yeah, I didn't either. What did James Marshall discover while building a sawmill in Coloma, California?
Gold?
Gold is correct.
Oh, wow. That was just a wild guess.
Started the gold rush.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, what's that? Kermit, that's not Kermit, is it?
Nope.
No, this is the Portland Frog. Thought Amy would get a kick out of this.
Okay. Who took the photograph Monolith, the face of Half Dome, in 1927? Who took the photograph Monolith, the face of Half Dome, in 1927?
That'd be not Audubon, did it? Was it?
Nope. That would be Ansel Adams. Half Dome is in Yosemite National Park.
Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know.
What organization did John Muir found in 1892 to do something for wilderness and make the mountains glad?
Sierra Club.
Sierra Club is correct.
Alan's trying to get back in, he says.
Oh, I can't see him. It's not.
No, he says he's trying to help him, whoever him is.
Wayne? I don't know.
Wayne has a problem with electricity in his house.
Oh.
And Alan's trying to help him. That's why he's
Yeah.
For what university did Heisman Trophy winners O.J. Simpson and Carson Palmer play?
The University of Southern California.
That is correct. All right, new category, sculpture. What sci-fi villain appears on a tower of the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C.? What sci-fi villain appears on a tower of the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C.?
Okay.
Why would they have a sci-fi villain on a cathedral?
Yeah, it's this.
It's got Darth Vader. A boy's drawing from a design contest inspired the addition during construction in the 1980s.
Wow.
Well, we've got a secret Sith congregation over there now or something?
I guess so.
The Sith Eternal left whatever that planet is, and they've come to New York City. Great. Just what we needed.
No, the Washington, D.C. They're in the Capitol.
Oh, that's even better. That explains a lot.
In what film do Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze spin a pottery wheel accompanied by the song Unchained Melody?
Roadhouse.
No. Ghost. That's one of the sexiest scenes ever in the movie.
Yep. What part of Michelangelo's David did a man break off with a hammer in 1991?
It's got to be his penis.
Nope.
No, that's what it's famous for.
What is? Was it his foot?
It was his toe.
You were in the general area.
What Auguste Rodin sculpture depicts a naked man engaged in deep contemplation?
The Thinker.
The Thinker is correct. What American artist is often credited with inventing the mobile?
No
what's
idea.
His what's his the name? Mobile. What's his name?
I'm sorry, the mobile.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Alan. Back in. Is the answer was Alexander Calder.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Alan is back with us, and this is the last in the category sculpture. A half-ton statue of what Buffalo Bills running back was stolen the day after it was unveiled in 2009?
That would be O.J. Simpson.
No.
No?
Brett Favre?
Thurman no, Thomas. Thurman Thomas. Okay, new category, Russia. Who wanted to steal Tsar Alexander II's coat to have something to remember him by? It's an American author. And it was 1867. No? No guesses?
Nope.
Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens. Wow. Who does Rocky Balboa fight after the death of his friend Apollo Creed in Rocky IV?
Ivan Drago. Mm. I must break you.
Also known as the Siberian Express, played by Dolph Lundgren. Peter the Great built the Peter and Paul Fortress in 1703 as protection against what country?
17. Peter Mongolia?
Any country with Mary as a patron saint, because it should have been Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Sweden.
Okay. What? I didn't know we ever had to protect anybody from Sweden.
No, it was Russia that had to protect itself from Sweden. What author wrote, "All happy families resemble one another. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." Who wrote that?
I don't know.
Remember, the category is Russia, so we're looking for a Russian author.
Dostoevsky.
No.
Ivan Pavlov.
No. Tolstoy.
Tolstoy.
And Anna Karenina.
Ah.
What three ingredients make up a traditional white Russian cocktail? Or as known by the
vodka, milk, and something or other.
You're missing one ingredient. You've got two of them.
Pineapples.
Coffee liqueur.
Oh,
Kahlua.
Yeah, you know, I've had white Russians, but I just never knew what was in them.
I've made them.
Ah.
But I remember. And how do you turn a white Russian into a black Russian?
Take the cream out.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
And it's just Kahlua and vodka. A black Russian is just Kahlua and vodka.
Yep.
And a Colorado Bulldog, you take a white Russian, you add a little splash of Coke. And it makes it taste like a Coke float. It's really quite good.
Yeah.
All right. New category. Sigmund Freud. What city's Freud Museum showcases his couch?
Vienna.
Oh. London. What actor best known as Obi-Wan Kenobi played Freud in the 1983 film Lovesick?
Alec Guinness.
Alec Guinness is correct. What Freudian theory is named for a mythic Greek king who killed his father and married his mother?
Oedipus complex.
There once was a man named Oedipus Rex. You may have heard about his odd complex. His name appears in Freud's index because he loved his mother. Charlie's the only one on the panel that gets that. That's a it's a Tom Lehrer song.
Yep.
What is the title of Freud's work on dream theory? The Interpretation of Dreams.
Okay. Hmm.
Freud's first academic paper extolled the virtues of what now illegal stimulant?
Cocaine?
Yeah.
Yep. And now I'm hearing the song in my head. What word is both a woman's undergarment and a mistake that reveals a subconscious intention?
A slip.
A slip.
Ah.
As in a Freudian slip. All right, new category. My other job is the category. In what country did Daniel Day-Lewis live and train to become a cobbler while taking a break from acting?
Switzerland?
Italy.
Italy, okay.
They can make fine Italian shoes. What previous occupation did Diablo Cody get a lot of press for when she won the 2008 Best Original Screenplay Oscar for Juno?
What's the general term for it? An exotic dancer.
She's a stripper. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What was presidential hopeful Howard Dean's occupation before he got into politics?
He was a doctor, a medical doctor.
That is correct. What product was sold by the Connecticut company that employed poet Wallace Stevens? What product was sold by the Connecticut company that employed poet Wallace Stevens? Insurance.
Okay.
What TV show follows Mike Rowe as he tries out occupations like spider venom collector and toilet crusher?
The Dirtiest Jobs.
Mm-hmm. Dirty Jobs. What two sports did Deion Sanders play professionally at the same time?
I know it. Football and baseball.
That is correct. All right, this will be our
last. For the Dallas Cowboys. That's how I know.
All right, so this is our last category, Sesame Street again. According to the theme song, how is the air on Sesame Street?
Sweet.
Sweet is correct.
Wow.
Who was the voice of both Cookie Monster and Star Wars' Yoda?
Well, I know who is Yoda. So, it's got to be Frank Oz.
That is correct. When did
Glad I came back.
What did Sesame Street, when did Sesame Street premiere? Was it 1965, 1969, or 1974?
I'm going to guess 1969.
That would be correct. Before he was green, what color was Oscar the Crouch?
No, he was a different color before. Purple.
He was orange.
Wow.
Started out orange. What character created a dance called Doing the Pigeon?
That would be Bert.
Bert is correct. And last question. What bland breakfast food does Bert like best?
Cream of wheat. I don't know. Bland?
Oatmeal.
Well, I was close. Oatmeal.
Well, thank you, Daniel, Charlie, and Alan, for joining me here tonight. That's all we have time for. And I end tonight's show with a quote from Groucho Marx. Politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies. That's all for tonight, folks. See you back here tomorrow night.